Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Peyton Jones guides us through the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Now to Pastor Peyton.
Leviticus chapter 15 today on Through the Word. I hope you've learned a lot so far. In fact, if we liken Leviticus to a school desk, chapter 15 would be like the booger on the underside of that school desk. That's right, it's pretty gross. And for that reason, I'm going to need those of you that are a little bit younger to turn it off right now, go talk to mom and dad, have them listen to this chapter, and then have them determine if you're cool to listen. Go on, I mean it. I'll be waiting. Verse 2 of chapter 15 says, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any man has a discharge from his body..." Wait. Did you just say what I think you said? Yeah, unfortunately I did. What you talking about, Willis? Well, unfortunately, Willis, today we're talking about discharges of every kind coming out of your body. I don't know if this chapter is worse on Through the Word or when I had to teach circumcision to a classroom full of junior hires. Didn't really think that one through. But here we are, and I have to tell you, I'm a trained professional. That's right, I'm a nurse. I have a background in all things gross. So I'll walk you through it. The first section covers verses 1 through 12, and it has to do with any unnatural discharge from your body. I could list off all the gross things that could be, like pus, diarrhea. I think I'll stop now. Whenever you had stuff like this, you were gross. You had to stay away from everyone else, and you were unclean until the evening. And if anybody touched you, it was kind of like poo stick or hot lava monster. You also were contaminated, and you also had to stay outside of the camp until the evening. Ha ha, tag, you're it. Verse 13 through 15 tells you that after bathing at the end of that evening, you also had to wait 7 days, wash your clothes, bathe again, and then offer 2 turtle doves, one as a sin offering and one as a burnt offering. Verse 16 has to do with man stuff. I don't really know any other way to say it. It has to do with semen. So when a man had a discharge of semen and it touched a woman, they were both unclean until the evening. Just so the girls don't feel left out, verse 19 to the next section is all about girl stuff. And this is when I quit. I'm back. I actually need the money. I'm going to soldier on here because I learned when I got married that real men, they can buy feminine products. Verse 19 says, "When a woman has a discharge, and the discharge in her body is blood, she shall be in her menstrual impurity for 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening." It goes on to talk about anything that touches what she sat on, or anyone who has intercourse with her shall also be unclean. Anything she sits on that someone comes into contact with makes them unclean, like the game of poo stick or a hot lava monster, until the evening. But if a man has intercourse with her, he's unclean for 7 days. God's given the female rest here and saying, back off, pal. It's not natural. Verses 25 through 30 have to do again with discharges that are not natural. These are unnatural, maybe from STDs or yeast infections. The same rules of restriction apply, being unclean until the evening, and the same sacrifice makes the person clean again, namely 2 turtle doves. At the end of the chapter, God says, "Thus you shall keep the people of Israel separate from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness by defiling my tabernacle that is in their midst." Now God gives an explanation. God didn't want anyone to get hurt or to die as a result of spilling blood or something else in the wrong place at the wrong time. Remember, everything in the temple had to be just so. They had to offer blood in just the right way. I'd like to say this last recording was easy, but it's not. But it does remind us of something very important that the Bible has to say about what we produce. Namely, Jesus said it's not what goes into a man that makes him unclean, but what comes out of a man. And nowhere do we see that clearly illustrated more than in Leviticus chapter 15. By way of review, you may remember that the book of Genesis actually means the book of generations and really focuses on what each person produced. If you remember, the begats were and-so-and-so begat so-and-so and-so-and-so begat so-and-so. There are 11 genealogies in the book of Genesis. Why? because God had promised that one day there would be one called the seed who would come and restore fellowship with God. In Genesis chapter 1, we see what God begat, what God produced, what he generated. He produced people. He produced a world. He produced animals. And the Bible goes to great lengths to show us that each one of these generated or produced something themselves. For example, the plants produce seed according to their kind, and the animals produce seed according to their kind. But what did Adam and Eve produce? Sin. That's right, that was their contribution to creation. They generated sin. From then on, God said that whatever they generated via childbirth would be painful. Leviticus chapter 15 reminds us that what we usually produce as human beings is not very nice, a little bit gross, and kind of nasty. It's a picture of sin. When I was an RN working in the hospital, I saw a lot of gross things. I touched, I smelled, and I handled a bunch of gross stuff. But at the end of it, the reason I did it was because I cared. I actually cared for people to get past their grossness. This chapter illustrates our grossness just about in a way that almost nothing but my nursing textbook did. But I'll tell you one thing, it shows that God loves us through all of our grossness, through whatever we produce, whatever discharge comes out of our life that's gross, pustulant, and nasty. Just like the priest does, he offered the sacrifice on our behalf and cleansed and washed us from all of our impurity. Read Leviticus chapter 15 today, and as you do, be grateful for a Savior who loves you through your junk. Try not to get too grossed out.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.